And Fiona Kelly is here now with this morning's papers.
The Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail both lead today with stories about the future of the TV licence fee following yesterday's discussion amongst officials from several government departments in advance of a plan which is expected to be brought before Cabinet next Wednesday. The Mail focuses on the likelihood that the existing licence fee of €160 will be retained. And in common with the Times, it reports the proposals to have the charge collected by revenue have been scrapped and that the levy will be supplemented by a new multi-annual cash injection from the Exchequer. The appearance in court today of a 28-year-old man who has been charged in connection with the circulation of a video on social media which contained a threat to shoot Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and Garda Commissioner Drew Harris generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. Another death threat features in the lead story in the Irish Examiner. A lawyer for the leaseholder and developer of the former Crown Paints site in Coolock, which was the sign of violent protests earlier this week, told the High Court that a photo of a representative for his clients has been circulated on social media alongside posts of a threatening nature. The Irish Independent leads today with a story about the prospect that the government is planning to raise the inheritance tax threshold by €65,000 and to cut the 33% tax rate on inheritance money. The first report from the UK COVID inquiry generates the lead story in the Irish News. Brenda Doherty from the Northern Ireland COVID-19 Bereaved Families for Justice, whose mother, 82-year-old Ruth Burke, was the first woman to die from coronavirus in the North in March 2020, says that she wants the inquiry to go further and to suggest changes to how the pandemic should have been handled in Northern Ireland. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the case of 39-year-old Eamon Kearns, who pleaded guilty at Newry Crown Court to sexually assaulting his cousin, 35-year-old Claire Rochford, while she was sleeping in 2018. Miss Rochford waived her anonymity so that he could be identified. Kearns was ordered to complete 80 hours of community service, was placed on probation for 2 years and was barred for life from working as a carer. The Last Dance Saloon, that's the headline on the front of The Sun, over its coverage of the Strictly Come Dancing controversy. The paper reports that the show will be returning to the BBC in September, but that an inquiry is underway into allegations of misconduct that have been made against two of the show's high-profile male dancers. A variety of different sports represented in pictures on today's front pages. The Times runs with a shot of two of the players from the women's under 19 Republic of Ireland soccer game celebrating after they scored a goal last night in Lithuania. Although, unfortunately, the girls in green went on to lose to their German opponents. The Independent opts for a shot of Shane Lowry acknowledging the crowd after getting a birdie on the 18th green at yesterday's Open in Troon, where he finished 5 under par and just one off the lead behind Daniel Brown. And finally, the picture on the front of the Examiner is of Rory Power from Ballincollig, County Cork, waving a hurl in the air. The caption tells us that Rory's mum is from Cork while his dad is from Clare. So which county colours will Rory be wearing on Sunday? The answer is both, since the jersey he's pictured in is red and white on one side and blue and gold on the other.
You see, that's the judgment of Solomon, couldn't do better than that. Thank you, Fiona.